Just here in the next couple of weeks, Mexico will have their national election. So they'll have a new president, new Congress. There's a lot of speculation that the current party, the party in power, the incumbents will most likely retain that leadership. That's disturbing for us, obviously, because you know the last 5 years of the AMLO administration have not been good for U.S. agriculture, have not been good for the economic relationship between our countries. With the exception of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, there hasn't been a lot of stuff that's gone right. And so that's a big concern. When you look at some of the policies that they have implemented to address food inflation and other costs, the Mexican government has essentially opened access to imports from a lot of countries that are questionable. And instead of the Mexican government being the one to enforce those food safety and animal health guidelines, they're essentially, they've essentially outsourced that to importers. And it kind of seems like a conflict of interest there. But, overall, that's concerning for us because, Mexico is supposed to provide an equivalent level of health and safety. And if they're unable to do that, then that could jeopardize a lot of the trade that we have with one of our biggest markets. The other side of that coin, too, is, our counterparts in Mexico are equally mad because their government has essentially opened up their market for all for a lot of imports and have done nothing to reciprocate that for their exports. So it's causing a lot of issues. This is something we heard a lot about last week when we were in Sonora at the annual convention of our Mexican counterparts. They are concerned, and rightfully so, because instead of their government stepping up and acting on their interest, they're kind of playing to the crowd and saying, what do you want for free and how much of it can we give you? And they're doing that on the backs of agriculture down there. So that was disturbing to hear that. Anytime we start to hear the U.S. government talk about opening more markets for imports without reciprocating, that's when we get a little edgy too, because what we import and what we export are two different things. And while we believe in having that fair and balanced trade, part of that balance is enabling us to go out and capture the greatest value for our exports in other markets. And that's why NCBA has always been such a strong advocate for exports, because the United States already allows a lot of imports. We need to build our export profile. We need to continue to grow that, because that adds $400 per head of every cow that's out there. So there's a lot of opportunities for us, a lot of strong foreign demand. I'm hopeful that whoever's in the White House in January and whoever is leading Congress in the next Congress doesn't follow the same path that Mexico has followed and that other more socialist-minded South American countries have followed by trying to open the market for more imports without also expanding the export markets.